This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, truer words have never been said. It does not matter who the host is. What matters is who the listeners are. Anyways, we are broadcasting live from Energy Safety Canada in BAMF 2024 edition. Yes, this is the Rated R Safety Show. Yes, not coming to you from the studio. And as you can hear, there is a ton of echo in here this morning because, listen, they're not at the trade show at the moment. They're actually hanging out over there where the sessions are starting. Anyways, it is roughly 7:31 in the morning. That's the in this particular time zone, so 31 minutes past the top of the hour. And I know, a little bit different than what we normally do, but hey, that's kind of the hangout and the go about of how we're going to do this today. But we're still going to talk about safety. We're still going to talk about the news. So don't worry, safety in the news will always be the subject matter of what we talk about as we are hanging out. So we are coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big USA, Canada, UK.
Okay, so there you go. Coming across the multiverse, we are still the Rated R Safety Show. Nothing there has changed, so you don't have to worry about any of that rigmarole of anything of that changing, because hey, some people get all hung up that I'm going to come to these conferences and then change the format on how we do our thing, and that's just not what we do. We talk about what's going on inside of the world of safety. We talk about what's going on inside of the world of the news. So you have some options there of things to take a listen to and things to talk about, no doubt there. So keep that in mind as we are hanging out and doing our gig. That is for sure. So as we are coming to you today, same stuff. Same stuff to go about, same stuff to talk about, same stuff to look inside of our system and go through everything there. So let's talk from the very beginning of what is going on today. Today is May the 1st. That's going to be the important portion as we are talking. It is day 122nd of the year and only 244 days left to go. Yeah, that's 244 days left to go as we are hanging out doing our thing. No doubt about that. So a lot of stuff as we are hanging out. So if you want to interact with the show, it's a simple process. All you do is go to callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. That gets you moving and grooving inside of our system, and then we get you inside of there so that way we can hang out and do some stuff together. So outside of that, that's it. You do that, We talk about the news. We talk a little bit about safety. We give you a versionality of a main story, and that is how the run-through goes. So keep that in mind as we are hanging out on this marvelous Wednesday. It is Whip 'em Out Wednesday. That has not changed. So let's make sure that we stay copacetic there, because that's going to be important. So as we are talking, why don't we start talking right away about what the hell...
Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic? Never.
About what the hell was trending in the overnight.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, middle school girls have bigger backbones than their school board, and El Salvador president cracks down. We'll talk about that as we get into the shit list. Also, Taylor Swift lands another number one, and Jon Bon Jovi is no saint. We'll talk about more about that as we get into showbiz. Also, TMZ takes a deep dive into investigation of Sean Combs and the downfall of Diddy. We'll talk about that in details as we start getting into casting, not casting calls, but as we start getting into the casting of the things that are going on. So don't worry about that. We'll talk about all that stuff there. Also, in some other news, we'll talk about some royale stuff because that's what we do around here. We'll talk about a royal photo controversy with a different monarchy this time. So we'll talk about all of that as we are hanging out today here on this lovely Whip 'em Out Wednesday. So as we're going to go through this today, I don't know if you got to hang out yesterday, but we did some live broadcast from here, non-video related, of course, because, you know, video is not always the thing that we're able to accomplish when we come to some of these events, but that's okay. We'll do some posters. We'll do some post-event videos, so don't worry about that. Today, we're going to do some live broadcast through Safety FM in particular, so if you want to hang out there and take a listen to what's going on, that should not be a problem, unless you make it a problem, of course. That's the way that I take a look at this. So why don't we do this? As you take a listen to what's going on today, we're going to do several interviews. Here's the great part of how we'll have the hangout go. As we do the interviews, we'll also come back, and we'll do them as podcasts later on. So if you don't get to listen to them in real time, which I know it's not the easiest thing to do, we'll come back and do some of the actual portions that we do in podcast version. So don't worry about that. I have one pretty big coming up this morning. I'm going to hang out and talk to Brent Sutton this morning. I'm here in just a little bit. He has a session scheduled for 9 o'clock in the morning this time in this time zone. So don't worry about that. We'll talk about a little bit about everything that's going on inside of Brent's life. And we'll talk with Josh. Well, you're going to have some fun with Josh. There is no doubt there. But we'll get into all of that. Why don't we do this real quick? Why don't we go ahead and get into the news and give you some feature stories? Because I think that that's going to be important. Why don't we go ahead and do that right now?
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, I'm John Beaver. Police in Los Angeles were called to the UCLA campus when violence broke out between pro-Palestinian and pro-Israeli protesters. It comes as a number of US universities have seen protests over the war in Gaza, with some students calling for a boycott of companies with links to Israel. Daniel Martindale has the latest.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass is calling the violence absolutely abhorrent and inexcusable. California Governor Gavin Newsom says his office has been in contact with law enforcement leadership about the situation. Late Tuesday night, several fights broke out in and near a protest camp on the grounds of UCLA's Westwood campus. Protesters were hit with projectiles, fireworks, tear gas, and pepper spray, leaving several injured.
Police in the Georgian capital, Tbilisi, have fired water cannons and tear gas to disperse crowds protesting against a controversial foreign agent bill. Under the proposal, media organisations and NGOs that receive more than 20% of their funding from overseas would need to register as serving the interests of a foreign power. Critics of the move say it mirrors similar laws in place in Russia. William Denslow reports.
According to opinion polls, at least 80% of Georgians support closer ties with the European Union. The country was granted candidate status back in December, but the EU says the foreign agent bill is incompatible with European values. Critics of the bill say its passage will severely damage Tbilisi's efforts of joining the bloc. Despite protests, Georgian lawmakers are expected to back a second reading of the bill, supported by the ruling Dream Party.
Nigeria has raised the salaries for government workers between 25 and 35% as Africa's biggest economy grapples with its worst cost of living crisis in nearly 30 years. A new national minimum wage is also being discussed as unions argue the current monthly minimum of $21 is not enough, especially in the face of inflation that's currently just over 33%. More than 100 schools in New Delhi and neighbouring satellite towns received a bomb threat by email in the early hours of Wednesday. Several schools were evacuated and many closed after receiving the threat. Priyata Brajbasi has more.
Police personnel, fire tenders and bomb disposal squads carried out searches at several Delhi schools, and officials say no suspicious items have been discovered so far. The Delhi government has requested parents and citizens not to panic, adding that the government is in constant touch with the police and schools. Delhi police say several schools received a bomb threat around 4 a.m. local time. An initial probe has found the IP address of emails is likely located outside the country. Some school authorities say that hoax bomb threats have become more common in recent years, but this is the first time so many schools have been targeted in one go.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, checking in today on the state of the US relationship with China. After their face-to-face meeting on the sidelines of the APEC summit in California last autumn, Presidents Biden and Xi expressed hope that a new era of communication and, in some limited areas, collaboration was upon them. Long-abandoned hotlines were re-established. There was talk of working together to reduce the flow of fentanyl into the United States, but the US is now angry over China's aggressive use of water cannon against Philippines vessels in the South China Sea, and worried about whether Beijing is supplying weapons to Russia. The Chinese deny it. Bob McMahon of America's Council on Foreign Relations.
I'm thinking back to the what now seems like a very remote period, which is only late last fall, the Biden-Xi summit. And one of the takeaways that people were touting as a positive was like, oh, we're ready to talk again and cooperate on potentially limiting the fentanyl supplies. If all these other things weren't going on, one would say, great, we can spend some time on an issue that could actually save some lives. But it just seems like an issue like that gets crowded out while you're talking about making sure there's signaling in place so that there's not a mishap in South China Sea, East China Sea, over Russia, Ukraine. The issues are so epic. It's just maybe like managing this as opposed to trying to solve anything.
Of course, neither side last autumn indicated that one face-to-face meeting in California could possibly solve all of the difficulties in the bilateral relationship. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, police in Los Angeles were called to the UCLA campus when violence broke out between pro-Palestinian and pro-Israeli protesters. It comes as a number of US universities have seen protests over the war in Gaza. Police in the Georgian capital, Tbilisi, have fired tear gas at crowds protesting against a controversial foreign agent bill. And many schools in and around New Delhi were forced to close after more than 100 received an emailed bomb threat. That's the latest feature story news. John Beaver reporting.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves. Only on Safety FM.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder's smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Listen at your own risk.
Rated R Safety Show.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Bringing you information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
Yeah, bringing you information you never knew you cared about. No doubt about that. Currently 16 minutes past the top of the hour. Unless you're doing it in real time, then you know that it's kind of slightly different there. So there you go. We're still coming to you from Banff in Canada. Yeah, we're having a good time up here. No doubt about that. As I told you, I am in the Fortress of Solitude at the moment because we're doing this relatively early. We have everybody hanging out at the, not at the trade show portion at the moment, because the trade show's not even open. That's between you and I. That's inside baseball stuff. But what's going on is that everybody is getting ready for the keynote speech that's going on this morning. I'm going to tell you, if you've never been to Energy Safety Canada, to the conference they actually put out in Banff, this is the year that you need to start planning to go. I mean, I'll tell you, next year you need to be ready to come out here. And listen, this Florida boy, and I'm claiming Florida because I've been there long enough now. When I woke up to snow yesterday morning and today, I've been kind of in shock. It's a good thing though. But in regards to the speaker, like yesterday, Sidney Deckard opened up the conference. And it was just amazing being able to take a listen to what he was sharing knowledge-wise on what's going on and what he is looking at currently and able to share with the audience. And I want to say we have about 1,000 people hanging out here. So it's some good times in regards of what's going on. So just keep that in mind. Energy Safety Canada, if you have the opportunity to come to the conference 2025, make sure you take a listen. Now, I know that earlier this year, we did some stuff in Wollongong. Yeah, Wollongong. We were doing the Global Safety Innovation Summit, and we were able to release some of the presentations that took place there. We will not be doing that here. We will not be doing it with this particular event. We'll be doing some of the post-event interviews. And yesterday, Sydney had to take off right away, so we were unable to do an interview. He did tell me on the way out, though, that we will do it virtual, so I will owe that one to you here in the very near future, so don't worry about that. But let's get into some of the news cycle stuff, because I think that's going to be important. That's why you're here. That's what we talk about first thing in the morning, because it's important for us to give the gander-ander of the things that are going on inside of the world. So let's talk about it real quick. Taking it right off the shit list, because there's no other way around it. Late Monday night, a gang of anti-Israel protesters broke a window to gain access to an academic building in Columbia University called Hamilton Hall. Through the police arrived to the scene, and the university officials insisted that there's not an immediate to intervene to reclaim the building. The escalation followed Columbia's announcement earlier Monday that protesters would face suspension for not ending their tent city occupation in public spaces. One organizer told the media that at a press conference that the university has an obligation to bring food and water while they occupy the building because they are students paying tuition. By the way, the organization wanted to remain anonymous, but independent journalist Jordan Satchel identified herself seriously. Jonathan King Slutsky, and also who describes her place as the paid instructor and PhD candidate at Columbia, studying theories and the imagination of poetry and interpreted through Maxian lens. So think about that. So you have now said you're a PhD candidate and reference this information right there. Of course, any sane person would acknowledge that the Jewish students who these thugs are intimidating and stopping from going to class should enjoy these same rights and have access to the same facilities. Or on Tuesday, here's what ended up taking place on Tuesday afternoon. One Columbia rep said that the students occupying the building face expulsion, an elevated threat from suspension, and the organizers insisted that they wouldn't leave until their demands were met, which now includes a total of reprieve of any academic consequences for breaking university rules and vandalizing the buildings. Around 9 p.m. local time last night, Columbia formally requested the NYPD assistance to clear the Hamilton Hall. Dozen of officers arrested even more protesters. This is, of course, going off right now of what is going on. So, I mean, it is a strange time, no doubt about that, with some of the stuff that's happening inside of the world. So I take a look at this, and I'm not going to chuckle, but it's a very interesting time on when people are going, okay, this is what's happening, so let's take a look into this and do some very odd and disturbing things. I don't know what kind of an impact this stand down will have in regards of doing it here opposed to doing it there. That's the stuff that we have to talk about. And I know that people don't love when we get into some of these sidebar conversations, but they're still conversations of things that need to be talked about.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
I don't know if entertaining is really the format of what we're talking about, but definitely something we're trying to be. Anyways, take a listen to this. Five females in a middle school athletes from West Virginia who forfeited a shot put competition in protest of a biological male being allowed to compete with them and have been banned from competing at the next meet. For those unfamiliar with the story, on April the 18th, the 12-year-old females were competing alongside with a biological male who chose to show their displeasure by stepping into a shot put circle, not throwing and stepping back out. Now the parents of the four of them have filed a lawsuit arguing that the girls' protest lasted approximately 10 seconds each and did not disrupt the track meet in any way and did not affect any of the other competitors. Attorney General Patrick Morrissey filed a suit brief in support of the lawsuit, calling a band of outrageous and saying that it tramples on the students' rights of freedom of speech and expression. His filing comes after last year's motion against the injunction allowing biological males to compete on the girls' track and cross-country. This is according to WBOY. Now, isn't that an interesting cycle of that would be their name, their number, however you want to sequence that. WBOY is really the format of how it actually looks. I mean, I don't know. It gets interesting when we start talking about all this kind of stuff. And listen, it's very political when we start talking about it. So I am very hesitant at times in regards to throwing my opinion in there. And I'm not going to lie about that because it gets a little weird sometimes.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, as we're talking to President of El Salvador, continues to exercise corruption from his country, taking on his own government. In a video released on his X account, the president went as far to gather his entire cabinet and all officers of the executive branch of the government and told them that the attorney general would be investigating all of them for bribery. Not one, not two, not three, all of them for bribery. If God allows it, our war against corruption will be as successful as our war against gangs, is what the president said. So if you want to look at more of this, you can look at NAYIBBUKELE. That's the X account there. So there you go. So let's talk about this because I think you're going to find this one slightly interesting. So let's get into it. Burger King announced on Tuesday a $300 million investment campaign to install a self-ordered kiosk at nearly all of their 6,000 U.S. locations. The installation will happen over the next 4 years. The company saw higher than expected first quarter revenue this year, and they are committing to investing at least $2.2 billion further into modernizing their, updating their interiors across their all the locations. This is according to Daily Mail. Now, I want you to think about this real quick. How often do you go to Burger King? And I'm not picking on the King of Burgers here. But the last time that I went to a Burger King, and I'm talking about my personal experience, not anybody else's, this is my experience. I went to a Burger King and they didn't even have fries. Like, they were sold out of fries. And at least the one that's next to my house, where I live back in Florida, most of the times, if I was outside taking a look at that building, I wouldn't even know if it was closed or open or what the hell is going on with it, because it doesn't look like it's very well maintained.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
I know, some good times as we are talking, always, taking a look around of all of the information of everything that is happening inside of your neck of the woods, my neck of the woods, and so on. So anyways, meanwhile, investment firm Rock Capital has finalized a deal to buy Subway chain. This is according to WSJ, Wall Street Journal. So it's going to be interesting to see, with all the changes that have occurred in Subway since, we'll call it the scandal. Let's not lie, because that's what it was. It's the Jared scandal. It's going to be interesting to see what they do going forward. Now, keep in mind that recently they have said they are changing from Coke products to Pepsi products, which is another big, that's a big change for that chain. Not something that you would expect, but definitely something that it is happening. So keep that in mind as we are talking. So anyway, let's follow up real quick. One of the zebras who went missing after breaking out of the transport trailer over the weekend has been spotted in Washington State, but has managed to evade recapture. This sounds like a pretty, successful zebra. Let's not lie here. A rep for King County Animal Controls has said that they have received multiple reports from locals, including social media photos and videos of the zebra at large. Official laid their eyes on the animal who was spooked before it was able to grab a hold of it. So animal control officials say that people should stay away, hoping to keep it away from traffic and avoid any kind of collision. This is according to KINJ, just so you know. So what do you think here? I mean, could you imagine you go outside, you're hanging out, and then all of a sudden, dun, 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 you have some zebras that are running around. I mean, I'm going to have some questions in the morning about what's going on. But, there's that weird assumption that if you're in Florida, that automatically people are going to be running around and having that whole thing that you're going to walk out to an alligator. I mean, I know that in certain parts of the country, and at least in the U.S., people walk out to bears. That does not sound like a good time to me. That does not sound like anything that I want to be involved in. But I look at it and I go, what an interesting aspect we have in regards of what's going on. I mean, I think I would take the zebra over the gator or anything else as we are talking about it.
We are radio. We are sarcasm. We are both combined. Radio Big.
Okay, so there you go. We are still talking here, 27 minutes past the top of the hour, how we're doing the recording here as we're going. And I want to tell you this because I want to keep this as honest as possible. We're going to be doing this live as we are right now on Safety FM and Radio Big, but we're time swapping on the video. The time swapping on the video is definitely what's going down. Just in case if you're on the video aspect, we are not in real time on the video content. So just keep that in mind. I need to bring this up real quick. Actor Brian McCarty has died. He passed away unexpectedly at his home on April the 28th, according to a social media post from his sister. No further details were shared. McCarty is best known for his roles in Line of Duty and Rob Roy. Are you ready for this? He was only 59. Yeah, 59 at the time of passing. When I heard this, I was in shock this morning as I was reading over this information going, 59. I was having a conversation during dinner last night, and it's amazing to me as I look back for a moment, and it's that whole expectancy that we think that we have this time, this amount of time before we're going to pass, and that's not a real thing. You don't know when your number is going to be called. It's one of those things that I take a look at, and not that I think about this all the time, but it's one of those things that I go, it's you probably don't have as much time as one would assume. And even if you got the full culvert of time that you believe that you were going to have, is it really going to be enough?
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
Okay, so let's talk about the numbers from yesterday, because that's always a good time as we get to talk about this. The Dow lost about 570 points. Yeah, you heard me there. 570 points to close at 37,815. The S&P lost about 80 points to close at 5,035, and the NASDAQ lost 325 points to close at 15,657. West Texas Intermediate closed at $81 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $85 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.65 on Tuesday, and Bitcoin tanked on Tuesday, down 6%, trading just over $60,000, that is. And there was more than 1,960 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Tuesday, with about 60 such cancellations, so keep that in mind. Tonight's Powerball drawing for $178 million jackpot, or an $81.3 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. So keep that in mind as we are talking on this lovely morning. Also, in some other news, let's talk about this because I talked about it at the very beginning. Taylor Swift landed her 12th number one hit on the Billboard 100 for Fortnite. The track, which was the lead single of her newest album, was also Spotify's most streamed song in a single day when it was released on April the 19th. Swift is eight artists in the history to have 12 or more number one singles. The Billboard Hot 100 trailing the Beatles with 20, Mariah Carey with 19, Rihanna with 14, Michael Jackson with 13, Drake with 13, Madonna with 12, and The Supremes with 12 as well. This is according to WEAU, so just so you know. Also, Jon Bon Jovi says that he's enjoyed the rock star life a little too much. "I got away with murder," he told Michael Strahan in a recent interview. "I'm a rock and roll star. I'm not a saint, you know. I'm not saying that there weren't 100 girls in my life. I'm Jon Bon Jovi. It was pretty good." Bon Jovi divulged in those 100 girls overlapped in his high school sweetheart, Dorothea, whom he married back in 1989, and is celebrating a 35-year marriage this week. This is according to New York Post. I take a listen to stuff like that, and I go, how do you have a successful marriage for 35 years? Seriously. I mean, I'm not picking here. The institution of marriage is great. And I say institution, that's going to get me kicked out of my house when I get back. But, you know, it's just stuff to think about. It's some of those things that you go, you have to be able to ebb and flow with everything that goes on in regards to be able to do that. I just look at it and go, it's an amazing time when you say, I am celebrating 35 years committed to one person. It's good for them. Good for them. Congratulations. Anyways, it is 32 minutes past, so let's go ahead and get into this because I think it's time to do that portion that we do that we call our main story.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so main story time as we're going to get to hang out this morning and talk a little bit about everything that's going on. And listen, I'm still telling you, we're still coming from Energy Safety Canada Conference 2024 in Banff. Having a great time out here, by the way. You know, I've been so impressed with just overall with everything that they've been doing. But let's leave that for a moment and let's talk about the main story, because I think that this is going to be an important aspect. I think it's going to be an important aspect of what's going on. And yesterday, as I got to hang out here and take a listen to Sydney Decker talk, and he went into a lot of information, and this is the key portion, of accountability. And I really think that sometimes that is the difficult part of talking to people. It's the accountability side of when you start talking about human or organizational performance. Safety differently to some, safety too to others. There is this portion that is believed that we are not to hold people accountable for actions. And this is, I believe, one of the most difficult parts of if you're interacting with safety too, if you're interacting with safety differently, or HOP, however you want to deem this. And the way that he was able to break down the information, the way that he was able to discuss the information of how you're able to do this, how you're able to do this in practice. And there was a portion of the conversation that we had a gentleman from John from Suncor come up, and he was doing the introduction of Sidney Decker coming onto the stage. And he was referencing the book Stop Blaming. And when you go through it, he had marked the different portions on how you can fire people, on how you can terminate people. And I want to kind of be very, very precise on how we talk about this, because the firing aspect that we're talking about really delves into the whole standpoint or the whole thought process of, when you look at this, how are you managing the system? How are you managing the people that are inside of there, opposed to it just being, okay, yeah, we're having a fire-a-thon because something went wrong? Because if we go back into, we'll call it safety one, well, some people might call it behavior-based safety, we were kind of quick on going, okay, this is a problem that Joey caused, so let's go ahead and get rid of Joey and move forward. And that was not the right approach. But then all of a sudden you get into hop safety two or safety differently, and if you don't understand the process correctly, it's, oh, yeah, everyone and anyone can do whatever they want, and, you know, you're not going to get terminated. I was having a conversation last evening as well where somebody was talking about how people are wrong on being able to terminate people. And I think it's interesting, and I love to hear the different perspectives, of course. I don't ever want it to be one version is right. And that's where I get very hung up with people, where if somebody wants to come here and talk to me about behavior-based safety, I want to hear about it. If somebody wants to come here and talk to me about human factors, I want to hear about it. If somebody wants to talk to me about lean, because here's the way that it works. You have to incorporate all of this information and listen to what's going on, opposed to just saying, it is one method and one method alone. I don't think that's the right way. You can have core principles on how you look at stuff, but that is the way to go with it. It's the core principles. As long as all of these things follow into a, we'll say, quote unquote, a guideline of the core principles, I think you're good. But when you start going, I'm not going to do any of it, there is no core principles, I'm just going to make it up, that's where I think some of the difficulty comes about. Now, you can sit there and say, you're off your rocker this morning, and it's okay. But I'm looking at it and going, how do you put value into this? How do you look at it and go, this makes sense logically to you, but it doesn't make sense to others? That's the portion. So how do you look at it in your organization? Are people able to be terminated? Are they not being able to be terminated? And it's not like anybody wants to be terminated. Let's make sure that we're clear, at least not normally. So as you look at it, how do you go about it? Do you turn around and say, when you look at the whole gamut of stuff, how does it move forward? That is the question to ask this morning. Maybe that is the thought that I leave you with as things go. But what do I know? I'm just a guy behind a microphone.
What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Coming up next on the Rated R Safety Show.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma,
Georgia, and South Carolina.
For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery. Coastal Claim Consultants.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick.
A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it.
Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's R-A-D-I-O. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
It's my kind of music.
I get the best mix of my favorite music.
All on one radio station.
Another wild ride is around the corner on Radio Big.
Embrace a daily boost of nature with Field of Greens. Discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life.
Experience the following benefits with Field of Greens. Noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day.
Improved quality of sleep.
Enhanced digestive comfort and a general uplift in your wellness.
Field of Greens stands out with the selection of organically grown ingredients, each carefully picked for its benefits to your heart and overall health. We are confident that you'll appreciate the benefits of Field of Greens. If it doesn't meet your expectations, we offer a straightforward money-back guarantee. Jumpstart your health journey with a special offer, 15% off your first purchase plus complimentary expedited shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code SAFETYFM to redeem your discount. That's SAFETYFM at fieldofgreens.com. Experience nature's touch at fieldofgreens.com/SAFETYFM. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
What do guys like besides pizza and morning sex?
Jay Allen in the morning.
It's so bizarre and unnatural.
It's all good.
On Radio Big.
I just want to feel better.
Okay, there you go. 43 minutes past the top of the hour. We are still hanging out here in good old Banff, Canada. You are still listening to the Rated R Safety Show. And this right here? Yeah, you're taking a listen to Wanderer After Your Eyes. Yeah, this song is readily available for some streaming action, YouTube Music, Spotify, and Apple Music. Yep, we always like to play new artists as they come about. Good times right there. You know, there is really no rhyme or reason to the ones that we play around here. Seriously. So there you go. We'd like to thank the Wanderer for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Okay, so let's get back into the move and the groove of the things that are going on. So let's talk about that real quick. If anything, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. Go to their website, TWLOHA.com. Go all the way to the far right-hand side and click on the section that says Find Help. They have all kinds of information readily available for you. Anything related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support resources. Readily available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Once you actually get to the website, if you take a look around and there's not a program that's available that you're interested in, there are scholarships that are available. All you have to do is apply for a treatment or a recovery of a scholarship right there towards the bottom of the website. You can also suggest programs that are readily available out there as well, and some frequently asked questions and some international resources just depending based on where you're located. So keep that in mind as we are talking about this information right there because it's super important. I always look at it from the standpoint like this. Just because it might not be something that you're currently in need of, you might know someone who needs the info. So keep that in mind as you're going through the whole process. TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. Anyways, let's talk a little bit more about some other things that are going on inside of the world. Let's talk about shedding some light on the light. Yeah, light on the light. If you've ever noticed that you feel more alert and focused after stepping into a bright light, especially that bright light that's known as daylight. Now there's a scientific explanation for the whole thing. New research shows that exposure to a higher levels of light can directly impact activity in key regions of your brain. So that keep that in mind in ways of enhancing cognitive performance and wakefulness. The study by a team of the University of Belgium is said to be the previous research has shown that the light exposure increases alertness. And this is one of the first studies that points out information that's going to be crucial to what's going on. Also, while previous research of the light exposure finds the study and the influences of the human brain, the researchers say that the results could advance therapy treatment, which could also be dealing with sleep problems and alertness issues and elevate cognitive performance through the day. So let's keep that in mind. I mean, I look at it from the standpoint of, hey, I'm always trying to look for better sleep if possible. But if you're telling me that, you know, the awakeness level is going to play a factor into the alertness, that's going to be something that I'm going to be slightly interested in. So whose bright idea was this? That's number one. An exposure to lower levels of light that result on fans of The Cure. So there you go. And light roast, dark roast, and either one works for me. So keep that in mind as we are talking about it, because that's the fun part about this whole thing. It's these experiences and these models that people look into that's always amazing overall. Just keep that in mind as we are talking through the process of what is going on. So let's talk about this real quick. Let's talk about, did you know KFC is dipping into the fragrance business? Yeah, let's talk about that. And after its first scent is selling by the bucket load, and that's not a joke, the famous chicken restaurant says that it has already sold out of the new charcoal and smoked wood scented perfume. KFC introduced the number 11 EO BBQ, in those words, will have been all there. That's unmistakably aroma of barbecue drifting into the air, tantalizing the senses and leaving us craving for the smoky goodness. But if you could capture the irresistible scent in a bottle, well, the stuff comes in 100 milligrams, black and red striped bottle, and sells for less than 5-piece of tender combo. It sells about $13.82. So far, the only available in the fragrance is in the UK. So explain that one to me. It's supposed to be finger-sniffing good. I don't know how you take that one, that's for sure. Some stuff to talk about as we are going through that whole process there. I don't know. I mean, do you really want to go around all day smelling like barbecue? That just doesn't sound like the greatest idea.
Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic.
Never.
Okay, so let's continue talking on this lovely Whip 'em Out Wednesday, because it's always important as we go through the whole process here of going through everything inside of here. So as I look through some of the information that's readily available to us this morning, because, you know, it is still early morning, let's talk about some WAFAX. A statistic electricity shock that zaps your finger when you touch a doorknob is usually between 10,000 and 30,000 volts. A person burns essentially the same number of calories whether they run or walk a mile. Oh, that's some stuff to think about. Tweety Pie won an Oscar back in 1948. Coyotes can outpace roadrunners by 23 miles per hour. That's 37 kilometers, by the way, per hour. Also, a can of cat food contains so much meat as five adult mice. Keep that in mind. And raccoon slugs and ants are like to get drunk. Think about that. I didn't know that slugs like to get drunk. That's something to think about. Oh, that's for sure. Anyways, let's take a look at this. It's currently 50 minutes past the top of the hour. Why don't we bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us a little bit about what the hell is going on with the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Lucas. H.G. Wells said, "The crisis of today is the joke of tomorrow." Have you ever been in that situation? I have been. Too many times, honestly. Something happens that causes pain or suffering or both. Sometimes even a financial loss that hurts. It's not fun, and it's certainly not funny. Over time, and with some growth from the situation, we find ways to see the humor in the crisis. Sometimes I react in ways that others just wouldn't react, and those things can later make a pretty good story. I find comfort in sharing these stories with people in an effort to make them laugh and to hopefully help them avoid doing the same thing.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your 1 minute devotion. When asked, "What does love look like?" St. Augustine replied, "It is hands to help others. It has feet to hasten to the poor and needy. It has eyes to see misery and want. It has ears to hear the sighs and sorrow of men." That is what love looks like. I call that blue-collar Christianity. The gospel in shoe leather. Love with its sleeves rolled up. Caring enough to get involved. 1 John 3 says, "We ought to give up our lives for our brothers and sisters." Let's not merely say that we love each other. Let us show the truth by our actions. Lord Jesus, help us to roll up our sleeves and wade into life's messiness, dispensing love, no matter the risk. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Tearing the ass out of you like gas station sushi.
Okay, there you go. Let's get back into some information. So as I was saying earlier, we will actually be sitting down later on this morning with Josh Bryant and with Brent Sutton. So you're going to want to be on the lookout for that. If you're unable to listen live, don't worry. We're going to go ahead and do that in a podcast as well. So we'll have both of them in here later on. Really looking forward to having that discussion. You might be amazed what we get out of it, because that's going to be one of the ones. I'll tell you this way. I recently was down in Australia, and I was able to hang out and take a listen to a presentation with Josh Bryant put on. And it was Back to the Future themed. It was probably one of the most interactive presentations that I've seen in a while, in regards on how he was doing the layout of the land. So it was pretty interesting. So can't wait to get him behind the microphone and really see what he has to share this time around. So we'll definitely have him through his presentation before we actually go through here. So it'll be interesting to see how those things actually end up turning around. Anyways, let's talk real quick about some things that are going on for today, because it's always important. Let's talk about some days of the year that you can celebrate, if you're so inclined to do so. As a matter of fact, why don't we talk about some things that happened back on this date? Let's start off with there, because I think that's going to be important. Back in 2019, New York City officials named a street Sesame Street in honor of the show's 50th anniversary. That happened back in 2019. The street is located in the intersection of West 63rd Street and Broadway. So there you go. If you're ever in the lookout for where Sesame Street is, now there's a place for it. Also, let's talk about some birthdays for today. Lizzie Green turns 21. Let's see. William Nylander turns 28. Victory Monet turns 35. Nicholas Brown, 36. Drea Sidora turns 39. Jamie Doman, 42. Wes Welker turns 43. James Murray turns 48. Alex Van Pelt, 54. Wes Anderson, 55. Tim McGraw, you know, the country singer? Yeah, he turns 57 today. And Ray Parker Jr., yeah, he turns 70. You know, Ghostbusters, just in case if you're lost on that one, that's where that comes about. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, I have some of those for you as well. And there's quite a few today. It's May Day, National Black Barbershop Appreciation Day. Lean to ride a bike today. Lean and learn, just in case. Law Day, Interpreter Appreciation Day, World Cannabis Plant Day, Global Travel Advisory Day, National Skilled Trades Day, Leah Day, National Chocolate Parfait Day, International Workers Day, School Principals Day, Global Love Day, National Mother Goose Day, School Bus Drivers Day, Therapeutic Massage Awareness Day, National Executive Coaching Day, and New Homeowners Day. I wasn't joking when I said there was quite a few of them. I mean, there was no joke there whatsoever, so keep that in mind. Also, if you're not aware about this, the Conklin Conference, yeah, the third version of it will be coming up in Santa Fe, New Mexico, September the 10th through the 12th. If you're interested in actually coming out and hanging out with us as we are doing our things down there, you're more than welcome on signing up and come out to the conference. It's on September the 10th through the 12th. All you have to do is go to safetyfm.io to sign up. That's safetyfm.io to sign up. Todd Conklin will be there as we speak right now. Bob Edwards, Mark Yeston, just to name a few. We'll have Jen Long there as well, and I will be hosting the event, so we'll love to see you there if you're interested in coming out and hanging out. Yes, it will be a grandiose time during that time of the year, so if you want to come and hang out, safetyfm.io, Todd Conklin, or Conklin Conference number 3, readily available right there on their website. So just for information purposes. So there you go. Let's talk about some other stuff before we get you out of here. Let me give you a random joke for today if you're going to roughly need one. My life coach just informed me that I didn't make the team. Think about that one. That's going to be an interesting one. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. In what situation do you most wish you could have thrown down a smoke bomb and disappeared? Think about that one. That's going to be an interesting one. Also, if you need a question for the water cooler, try this. 15% of us would rather do this without our significant other. What is it? Grocery shopping. Do you still go to the grocery store? I don't go to the grocery store. I try to shop online. I try to avoid the grocery store if it's all possible. But that's me. I'm kind of a weirdo when it comes to all that stuff. So anyways, thank you for taking a listen to what the hell we have going on today. It's always a good time when you and I get to hang out and do our thing together. No doubt about that. Like I said, throughout the day, safetyfm.com. You can take a listen on the app. You can take a listen on the website. You can take a listen on iHeartRadio. You can take a listen on Odyssey, Live 365. We're out there on all the different streaming platforms. So we will be streaming some of the stuff that's going on right here. No doubt about that. Always thank you for being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would leave you with this one. Tension is who you think you should be. Relaxation is who you are. Keep that in mind today. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.